Edwards, linebacker in front, 150 out, but broadsiding's looming large. Broadsiding tackling linebacker. Broadsiding at linebacker. Broadsiding strong. Pulls away to win the Champagne Stakes by three quarters.
It was a big win in the mud, wasn't it? There was no doubting Broadsiding absolutely loved it. James McDonald loved it in the end. I'm not sure how it felt while you're riding in those conditions, but I think that's Group 1 win number 95 for J-Mac, which is just freakish. And the Super Freak joins us now. Morning, J-Mac.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Were you confident a fair way out on Broadsiding when you've got a two-year-old in conditions like that? Can you tell straight away whether you're going to be in the finish or not?
Yeah, it was probably pretty much the whole day, really. If you weren't getting to about 1,000 where you really hit the part of the track that was just atrocious, it was you were either handling or you weren't, and you knew your fate pretty quickly. But we're on a pretty fit two-year-old there, and he bounced out of the Fernhill win in unbelievably good fashion, and he was always going to be a huge chance there. Even if it was dry, I felt he was always going to be a good chance. He was just a colt on the improve, and he's improved with every start. So that's a really good sign.
James Shark here. In general, fitness versus ability to handle ground like that, can you get away with one if you've got a really fit horse in those conditions?
Sure, but look, they're all pretty fit in that race, to be fair. There wasn't one coming off a pretty unorthodox sort of preparation. Manal went through the traditional path, so she was fit as a fiddle. Linebacker was probably the one that was really targeted the Champagne, so he was there to run well. I thought he ran amazing, that horse, and if anything, if maybe if the conditions weren't like they were, he's just going to be a colt that improves. So Broadsiding, he's just done the job. He's tough as boots, and he's a real tradesman. So a real two-year-old type, strong, precocious, and he run the mile out brilliantly, so it was good.
When they're not handling that sort of ground, how do you feel it when you're on their back? Is it their fluency of stride? Is it the way they sort of carry their head? Is it every horse a bit individual in that regard?
Yeah, they are. They lose confidence pretty quick. So they go from travelling to just completely off it and within a stride. So it's pretty hard for a horse to regather himself and pick himself up after either just losing the momentum, losing their stride. And they lose their confidence really, really quickly. But Broadsiding, he's a bridle horse. Obviously, he's in your hands the whole time, so it helps that sort of horse. For a horse that obviously travels off the bridle, he might take a bit of an odd stride, and it takes a bit to get back to a sort of a rhythm or a stride where he's comfortable again, because you're always hitting potholes, so to speak. But it's not easy. It's not even easy for an older horse, you know, especially in those conditions.
James, Nick Foot here. Does he give you, does he remind you of any other horse in particular, you know, staying at the mile, being tough like this through these challenging conditions? Can you liken him to another horse that you've ridden?
Well, conditions wise, look, you probably dumped me there. I'm sure he probably reminds me of a similar horse to like a Captivant that won the same race off a similar preparation as well. He went through a size as well, but and this horse went through the Fernhill, but pretty similar sort of horses. They're just jogging on the spot at the right time, and what's remarkable, Broadsiding, he was the only colt to win a Group 1 this prep, so
yeah,
this year. So it's, we all thought the colts were going to dominate, and it's been a filly's year until Saturday. So he's got a feather in his cap, I suppose. We've still got one Group 1 to go, but pretty good feather to have in his cap anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how they all progress. And he looks, as a future three-year-old horse, that's going to be really good a mile and further.
I think so. Yeah, I think mile's going to be probably his best trip. I feel like he's got out to the mile, so you think, oh, he's going to be a staying type of 3-year-old. But I think when he gets older, I think he'll get faster. It sounds a funny thing to say, but I think once he starts working it out, he'll get quicker. Too Darn Hot was a pretty outstanding miler and didn't really stretch 10 furlongs, but I think he will stretch to 10, but mile will be his best trip.
Gee, when you look back over the last few weeks, you'd be pretty happy with how it's all played out. You won the Queen of the Turf, a Derby with Riff Rocket, or Kestrel in the Vinery as well. So it's been a pretty good autumn with some very good horses.
Yeah, it's been outstanding, Michael. I've been wrapped with it. And, just the calibre of horse that we're riding through at the carnival is sensational. To come away with six Group 1s over the base of the 5 weeks was really, really satisfying, and I'm very proud of it. And yeah, I think most of my horses in the big races ran tremendously well, even if without winning, or Crystal culminating in the Oaks for the third. Look, Viva's Dina, Private Eye in the last one, they're all placing, so they're all around the mark and all the big ones. And probably the horse that was most proud of was Zoo Gotcha, to be fair. I thought she was tremendous in both Group 1s, and especially coming off a bit of a lull preparation last year. She was probably close to the mile of the autumn, and she did a good job.
You mentioned Via Sestina. Are you itching to have another crack at Pride of Jenny in the spring?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on. Yeah.
Do you review your races? Is that one that you just go, I'm not even going to look at that one, that Queen Elizabeth?
No, you have to look at it. Otherwise you won't learn, do you? So, bring on a rematch.
Before you get to the spring, you get to head to Adelaide and Morphettville for the first time, James, this year. Is this just feeling the heat of chasing the ton, chasing the 100 Group 1s, that you're slipping in a little South Australian trip this year?
It wasn't really on the radar until I got asked to go down, I suppose. First trip I've ever, or first time I'm ever going to go down, like, to be fair. It hasn't really fitted in. But
good wineries.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there's not normally two Group 1s on one day, so it worked out well. Chris Waller obviously going to take a couple down, which suits us, and we're able to get a couple of good chances throughout the day. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting down there. Like I said, it's the first time down there. It looks a brilliant track, and I think they've done a good job with trying to sprint the carnival. So, yeah, it'd be good to be down there, that's for sure.
It'll be fabulous. And it just so happens that the LIV Golf's on this weekend as well, J-Mac. Have you got a little leave pass?
No, unfortunately not. it would have been good, but it's just a busy weekend. I've got to go up to Hong Kong on Sunday. So,
of course you do, yes.
So it's probably just the wrong weekend to be mucking around at LIV Golf, I suppose, on the Friday.
When you've got Romantic Warrior waiting for you in Hong Kong, I can see why you've decided to do that. You must be excited about that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Whenever his name pops up, you always get a spring in your step. So, no, he's a beauty, and he's obviously he's going for a three-peat in the race. Mm. So it's going to be some race. Some fascinating horses coming across, to Boy Honour, Prognosis, so it's not going to be a walk in the park, that's for sure. But hopefully he performs well, as he always does. He doesn't run a bad race, you know.
Have you spoken to any of the team? Have they got future plans to head anywhere else with Romantic Warrior that you know of at this stage?
Yeah, so he'll head to Japan. I don't know the race's name, but it's on the 2nd of June, I think it is. Straight up, he'll race this on Sunday, and then he'd over there for a junior race. Yeah,
and you'll be heading over there with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting! Brilliant, J-Mac. Well done, outstanding Sydney Carnival, and the City of Churches. The crowd over in Adelaide will love seeing you there this Saturday. Good luck.
Beautiful. Looking forward to it. Cheers, guys.
J-Mac joining us here.